There's a very obscure halacha that touches on the parsha, and that is that Shulchan Aruch, it's in Reish Chaf Aleph, writes that if a person is in pain, is really troubled over the fact that rain has not fallen, and then rain falls, he recites a bracha. Now the Ramah does note that nowadays we don't find anyone making this bracha simply because in our medinos, in our locations, rain is fairly common and we are not normally extremely pained over the lack of rain. However, what bracha would one make if one was truly pained over the lack of rain? So the Shulchan Aruch says, if a person has no field, he makes a generic bracha, thanking Hashem al kol tipa v'tipa, for every drip of rain that falls. The Shulchan Aruch continues, if one owns a field b'shutfus, if one co-owns a field, he makes a bracha of hatov v'hametiv, the bracha that one normally recites when two or more individuals are both receiving benefits. So since he and his co-owner are both benefiting from the fact that there's rain on their field, they recite the bracha of hatov v'hametiv. And the Shulchan Aruch continues, if the individual owns his field solo, he's the sole owner, he makes the bracha of Shechiyanu, which is the bracha recited when only one person is getting benefit. The Ramah adds that if one doesn't actually see the rain, but only hears that it rained, he would still say Hatov Yametiv. And the Magen Avraham in Sif Beis says that the Ramah means that when a person owns the field b'shutfus, when he co-owns the field, and he hears that it rained but never saw it, he still recites Hatov Yametiv because he's still getting the benefit even if he's not observing it. But then the Magen Avraham adds something that he says in his own opinion, which is that let's say one co-owns a field with a non-Jew, and now it hasn't rained in a long time, him and his non-Jewish partner are extremely pained, and then it rains. Says the Magen Avraham, the Jew would only recite the bracha of Shechiyanu and not Hatov Yametiv. Why? Aren't both co-owners getting benefit? Says the Magen Avraham, Tovas Akum, the benefit of a non-Jew, Lo Shmei Tova, is not called a Tova. Just like it says in Tosvos, in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Zayin. So the Machaz HaShekel, super commentary on the Magen Avraham, gives us the background here. The Gemara Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Zayin, says that we know the Pasuk in the Torah, Parshas Bereishis, tells us that after Cain killed Hevel, Upatzar says Pia, the ground opened up and absorbed and swallowed the blood of Hevel. So the Gemara Sanhedrin says that from that day forward, the ground never opened up in that way again. So the Gemara asks a very simple question from our Parsha by Korach. It says, Vayiftach, it says, Vayivtza, it says the ground opened up, Vayivla, and it swallowed Korach. So how can you tell me the ground never opened up in that way since absorbing the blood of Hevel if the ground opened up to absorb Korach and his followers? So the Gemara answers that by Hevel, the ground opened up letova. It was for something positive, as it was a tova to Hevel that his blood wouldn't have to sit there on the ground and rot and be eaten by animals. It was right away absorbed into the ground. So the Gemara is saying that from that time forward, the ground never opened up, letova, by Korach and his followers. That was clearly something negative. So Tosos over there in Sanhedrin asks, how can the Gemara say that since the time of Hevel, the ground never opened up, letova, for something positive? Don't we say in Az Yashir, it says by the drowning of the Mitzrayim in the Yamsuf, Natisa Yemincha Tivla Emo Aretz, that for certain Mitzrayim, the earth opened up and swallowed them. And Rashi over there even points out, this refers to those Mitzrayim who during one of the Makos said, Hashem HaTzadik. They recognized HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore they were Zocha, they merited having a Kvura. That even though many of the Mitzrayim simply died, became broken up in the Yamsuf itself, these Egyptians were Zocha that the ground opened up and absorbed their bodies, and now is considered a proper burial. So says Tosos, you see another time in history where the ground opened up letova for something positive. So Tosos gives a very short answer. He says, Tovas Hamitzriim Eina Kruya Tova. The Tova done to the Egyptians, that's not called a Tova.
The Magen Avraham says, you see from there that Tosos is of the opinion that a benefit, something positive, done for a non-Jew is not halachically called a tova. And therefore the Magen Avraham says, if one co-owns a field with a guy, and now it starts to rain after a drought for many months, he only recites Shechayanu, as the tova done to his co-owner, the non-Jew, doesn't count as a tova, so he would only recite a Shechayanu. And the Machatz Shekel points out, this does come up another time in Halacha, which is that the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Lamed Ches, in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, says that when one breaks up Alios, he has to make sure, Yechavin Sheyaschil Tamid Likro B'davar Tov V'yisayim B'davar Tov. A person should always begin the Aliyah on a positive note and end on a positive note. He should never add with a klala. He should never end on a bad note where something bad's happened to Klal Yisrael. Always start and end with something positive. Says the Magen Avraham, Tova Zakum Lo Shmei Tova. That when one is assessing how to break up his aliyos, where he should start and where he should end, if something positive happens to a non-Jew at the beginning or the end of the aliyah, that doesn't count as davar tov to fit this halacha. And therefore, one would need to find a different part of the Torah that begins or ends with something positive. Something positive. This is a little bit about an obscure sugya about whether Tovas Akum, Shmei Tova, or Lo Shmei Tova, that touches on our parsha about Korach and the ground opening up for him, just as it had done in the times of Cain and Hevel.